Session 23, Becoming a Person of Interest. Lesson 23.1, Six Strategies That Will Earn You a Seat at the Table. Often, you're the one trying to get access to and build relationships with senior executives who have power and influence, with the individuals who can make the decision to buy your products and services and get everyone in their organization aligned around choosing you. And we all know it's never easy getting time scheduled with these types of company leaders. They're incredibly busy. Everyone wants to meet with them. But what if it were the other way around? What if those executives were seeking you out? What if, when you called, they weren't just happy to make time for you, but truly looked forward to having you come and see them? This lesson is about how you can achieve this, how you can become a person of interest to top executives. I'm going to talk about what a person of interest is and some strategies for developing yourself into one. Of course, I'm not using the law enforcement definition of person of interest, which in a police investigation is someone who is a subject of interest but who has not been charged or accused of any crime. Rather, I'm talking about someone that top executives are drawn to and want to spend time with. Think about someone you don't know whom you'd like to meet or spend time with. Okay, you're probably thinking immediately of a celebrity or movie star, perhaps the president, a famous pop artist, or an Oscar-winning actor. Alternatively, perhaps you'd like to meet a famous intellectual or thought leader. Well, let's stop and consider why many of us would like to meet these types of people. I think it's for one or more of several reasons. Think about this. They have great ability or talent, and we want to get close to it and see it in action. They've had interesting, perhaps extraordinary lives, and they've experienced many things, and that's inherently interesting. They know other interesting or famous people. Perhaps it's also because they possess a character that's remarkable in some way. Maybe they are extraordinarily giving and generous, or they lead a cause that we support. Here's the point. You can develop all of these things in some measure. Maybe not to the extent of a Martin Luther King Jr. or Pablo Picasso, but in your own way. And as you develop and deepen what you know, who you know, and what you are, you become more and more interesting to others. I'll repeat that. You become a person of interest because of what you know, who you know, and who you are. Now I'm going to review seven strategies that will help you develop into a person of interest. First, in their core professional specialty. Second, knowledge about their client as a person, the client's business and organization, and the industry and competitive landscape it operates in. Third, knowledge about the business ecosystem that surrounds the client. And fourth, deep generalists also develop their personal interests, which I'll talk about in just a minute. To build your knowledge breadth, you have to read widely, interact with lots of different and interesting people, and be curious. Ask lots of questions. Occasionally, read slightly odd or even esoteric things that no one else is looking at. Broadening your knowledge is important because narrow specialists tend to be fleeting objects of interest to clients. Executives want to speak with them to get a specific answer, but the people they actually want to spend serious time with are almost always broader. Second, develop your thought leadership. In the three lessons on thought leadership, I walk through a framework for becoming a thought leader. Remember that you can develop your thought leadership in three ways. First, as an innovator who comes up with really original new ideas and approaches. Second, as a synthesizer who builds on existing ideas or an existing body of knowledge. And third, as a master, as a craftsman who excels at their work and builds a reputation for true excellence. A good starting point is to draw out some explicit principles or best practices from your own experiences to make your implicit knowledge explicit for clients in bite-sized pieces. You don't have to be a published thought leader to become a person of interest. An extreme example of this is former GE CEO Jack Welch, who became famous purely because of his leadership prowess at GE, not because he ever wrote a book or had his own TV show. After retiring from GE, he did write books, of course, but that came much later. That said, developing your reputation for being innovative or for contrarian thinking, or for being the best at what you do, is an important aspect of becoming a person of interest. One of the reasons CEOs often tap well-known business school professors as advisors is because of the perception that these faculty, often who have done leading-edge research or written widely about their subjects, are indeed thought leaders. A third and very effective strategy for becoming a person of interest to senior executives is to be seen by someone who's at the crossroads of the marketplace. You achieve this by going out and talking to lots of people in your field and reading widely around your specialty. If clients see you as being in the flow of things, as having the latest information about companies, executive careers, trends, and so on, they'll always make time to see you. What can you do this year, in the coming months, to put yourself more firmly at the crossroads of the markets you work in? A fourth step you can take is to cultivate your own interests. In my experience, many successful senior executives attack their work and personal lives with equal gusto and intensity. They enjoy their hobbies and personal interests as much as their professional careers, and they like to spend time with people who also have their own pursuits. This isn't something you can do overnight, but you really should think about what you're going to talk about with the CEO over lunch, because much of our conversation will not end up being about business. Is there an interest that you wish you had time to pursue? Why not start this year? What's holding you back? Peter Drucker used to pick a subject every couple of years and go deep into it. One year, he decided he wanted to develop some expertise in Japanese art. It had little to do with his management writing and consulting and teaching, but he was naturally curious and an inveterate learner. Later on, he actually taught classes in Japanese art to students at his graduate school. Next, and fifth, you must build an eclectic network. As I said, a person of interest knows interesting things and associates with interesting people. Have you stuck with the same circle of friends and acquaintances over the last 10 or 15 years? Or have you been open to welcoming new and different people into your circle? Do you gravitate towards people who are just like you? Or are you able to spark a relationship with individuals who are quite different and come from different backgrounds? A good starting place is to go back to the relationship capital lessons in session 9 of this program. Do the exercises in the workbook that you have. Review your lists of the critical few and the middle few. Who don't you know who you would like to meet and have in your network? My sixth strategy is to use deliberate practice techniques to improve your skills. That's what I'm going to talk about in the next lesson on becoming a person of interest to senior executives.